Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, Reefa.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to the show. Blog Talk Radio Show, Baby Boomers Show for Radio Boomers Live, and we keep you up to date on the news and tips and tricks on health, and so there's so many things that we cover, and we try to keep up with Reefa's antics, because she's always traveling around. Right, Reef?
I try.
Now, we're going to get the inside tips on how you do your cruises. Maybe not this show, but how we do it. We can actually do a nice cruise somewhere at an affordable price. You know?
Okay.
So I need a cruise. I need a cruise, I'll tell you. Well, Martin Luther King.
Everybody needs a cruise. Everybody needs a cruise. That's my motto. Everyone should cruise.
And we have our holiday today, Martin Luther King, 1929 to 1968.
Actually, that's going to be my hot topic. I'm going to talk a little bit about Martin Luther King, Jr.
All right, yeah. You know, it's an interesting
Ripped from the headline, today's hot topic. Like you said, today is Martin Luther King, Jr. Day. If you live in Los Angeles, it's still not too late to run down and be a part of the Martin Luther King Day Parade. It actually takes place on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Los Angeles. And just a quick aside about that, the street used to be called Santa Barbara. For those of you who were born and raised in Los Angeles or go back far enough, it used to be called Santa Barbara Boulevard. And Celeste King, who's Bail Bonds office, historic person in Los Angeles, had the street name changed to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and that's now where the parade takes place. And another quick fact that most people don't know about Martin Luther King Jr., he was a Republican, as was Celeste King Jr. So, but back to some facts about Martin Luther King Jr., that people probably already know. He was a Baptist minister. He was a social activist. He led the civil rights movement in the United States from the mid-1950s until his death. He was assassinated in 1968. He was born on January 15, 1929, and because we celebrate the holiday on a Monday, we're having the parade and the holiday actually today. But he was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and he was a Baptist minister. His father was a Baptist minister, and his grandfather were all Baptist ministers. And Martin Luther King Jr. was the head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, among many other accomplishments that he had. And through his activism, he played a pivotal role in ending the legal segregation of black American citizens in America, as well as creating the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Now, a lot of young people don't realize African Americans were not always allowed to vote in America, nor were we allowed to sit at lunch counters or on buses or lots of things, and he was just so instrumental in putting an end to that. Now, King was assassinated in April of 1968, but he continues to be remembered as one of the most lauded black American leaders in history. And most of us have, if not heard in its entirety, at least are aware of the I Have a Dream speech. And the one fact that I learned this year that I had no idea up until this year, was that he was born Michael King Jr. And his father, like I said, who was a minister, became so impressed with the work that the German minister Martin Luther had done with the Reformation, changed his name legally to Martin Luther King Jr., or Martin Luther King Sr., and Michael Jr. also decided to change his name to Martin Luther King Jr. So he was really born Michael King, but we know him today and we celebrate him today as Martin Luther King Jr. So, you know, one of the things they're pushing to do for Martin Luther King Day, which I think is a great idea, instead of having a barbecue and doing like we have talked about before on these really important holidays and we just celebrate and we forget the meaning, go volunteer somewhere. Go to an old folks home. It might be a little late to do it for this year, but for next year, plan to volunteer on Martin Luther King Day because that's what he was about. He was about service. And that would be honoring to his memory and to his name to go and volunteer somewhere. So happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and just keep in mind who the man actually was.
Very interesting, Rita. And I did read that stat about when his father went to Germany. I'm glad I didn't let that out before you had a chance to put it in your hot topic. But, yeah, Michael was his name. And, you know, another interesting stat was he entered college. He was only 15 years old when he entered college.
He actually Amazing. Went to college with my uncle. My uncle, William Beck Jr., matter of fact. The two of them went to college together. And when I was a very young girl, I remember Martin Luther King Jr. coming to our house to visit my uncle. And he wasn't as famous at the time because this was in the 50s. And but I remember him coming to my grandfather's house and sitting down and having dinner. But, yeah, he went to Morehouse College. And my uncle also went to college at a very young age. So the two of them were at Morehouse together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, well,
and what is your hot topic today?
Well, I'm just going to touch on a couple of the latest things in news. You know, we got the race still going on. A lot of people keeping up with this. It's turning into it's really becoming a lot more interesting to some people than some of the other races. We have Trump still in the lead at 32%, followed by Cruz at 18 and Rubio at 11. So it's kind of getting to be a Trump and Cruz issue. And for the Democrats, Clinton is still in the lead at 59%. Sanders has given her kind of a race, though. He's really pushing it, and he's got a lot of people behind putting in money. He's at 34%, and O'Malley, he's down at 3. But, you know, it looks like I said last time, it's narrowing out to be Clinton and Trump. And, you know, he's got an issue to deal with. He's got to learn a lot of stats and facts, because if he goes against Sanders or Clinton, they have a lot of years behind him. And switching over to driving around, good news, our gas averages $1.89 a gallon. Crude's at $20.
Where is that? Where is that? That's not in California.
Well, it's probably somewhere in Montana, because it sure isn't out here. We're at about $3 where I'm at.
Right, but you know why the gas in Los Angeles or in California is higher, right?
Well,
it's the
shipping?
Taxes. It's the taxes.
Well, the
taxes. We have all of these EPA, I think it's EPA, one of the initial places, that has all these regulations, and we get taxed for the roads, we get taxed for the air, this stuff. And so our gas in Los Angeles tends to be a dollar higher than
They got to be careful with that. We'll tax some of these businesses out to other states, and that happens. That doesn't help the economy in California at all.
Right. The thing is, for us, as far as the gas is concerned, it really affects us because they can say the average price is under $2, but in Los Angeles, it's not.
Yeah. And, you know, our stocks are down for the third week. So, you know, for us boomers, we got to be careful with that kind of investment, you know. if you're playing the investment game. I lost the 6-0s back in the Great Recession, and a storm caused me to lose a couple more. So, you know, our oldest boomer is now 70 years old. So we got to watch our investment. It's not like when we're 30 years old, you know. You just don't want to lose a lot. Some experts say, as far as all that goes, stay with high dividends paying less, you know, so stay with the high dividends paying less stocks. But as far as, you know, then we got the sanctions were lifted on Iran, and they're going to be releasing 500,000 barrels of oil. So this will help to push the prices even lower. And see, it's a big circle. It's a yin and yang scenario. Sometimes you push the prices down on the oil, and it affects the stock market, and some stocks go up, causes others to go down. We just, you know, like on our shows, we were going to do a lot of reports on where to be putting your money and where not to be putting your money. But, you know, and then our home prices, that's a big effect on the boomers. The rates will be staying down, I guess, so, and the supply and demand, so we got more demand than supply. So the home prices should be okay out here anyway.
The prices for homes in Los Angeles are extremely high. The cost of living in Los Angeles is high, but that's true of all the urban areas, Chicago, New York. But in Chicago, it's minus 20 degrees today. So if I'm going to pay high home prices, I'm going to pay them in L.A. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, people fear, you know, you got the fears about a recession, another recession. But the common stocks are strong and the job market's strong. So the labor markets are basically a good meter. And, you know, putting all that together, it doesn't, you know, like a lot of the experts don't think a recession is likely. So I think we're in good shape for a while. But
well, I think
anyway.
That brings us up to our first commercial, Jim.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way.
Absolutely.
We do it the easy way. And, Rita, I think we have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay, who do we have on the line here?
You have Ivy Bridge on the line.
Ivy Bridge. Well, Rita, I have to introduce you to Ivy Bridge. She's been in the health industry with nutrition for, Ivy, I don't know if you want me to tell everybody how many years.
Oh, it's a long
time.
Between 40 and 50 years.
40 and 50 years.
Well, that
so,
definitely
Rita,
makes you a baby boomer. Unless you started
hello.
When you were two. So.
Ivy, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Oh, I'm doing well. Still working.
Good, good. Do you remember me?
I do.
Yeah.
Are you the man that
okay.
used to come in once a month?
I used to come in and check things out for you, and I talk to your daughter once in a while, and I buy some of my nutritional items over there, and Reetha and I, well, Reetha has worked with Betty White, with the Betty White Show, off your rocker, yes. And now we're doing a baby boomer show, and we talk about, just a variety of health, insurance,
right,
and health issues and so on and so forth, the whole program. And
what do
so,
you do, Ivy?
Well, I'm a herbalist besides. I'm an iridologist, and Ben had my degree in
I know what an iridologist, I can't say it, but I know what it is. That's reading the eyes.
It's
a
wee
bit
hard.
About that.
Uh-huh. And
tell us a little bit about that word that I can't say.
Oh, we just read
don't
the
know
iris.
What it is.
And the iris tells us what's going on in the body. And if you've got a good constitution, you've got it really made. But with poor constitutions, some people receive poor genes. We just help them build their health. And that's
okay.
Easy. It is.
That's easy. Doing it the easy way. Well, you've had so many years of experience in this field. And now, do you feel good when you see the before and after effects and after you've given advice? Because you've probably had people come in, baby boomers or people any age with certain situations, and you've seen a difference after you've, given them certain regimens.
Oh, yes. When people after they've been with you for over 30 years and still going strong, still working in their elder 8 years, I think that's good, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what do you see predominantly that baby boomers should be doing that they're not doing?
We have to nourish the nervous system. We live in a very nervous world, and we do that with B-complex, and that's good to feed the nerve sheath, and that's very good because we don't get enough in our daily diet to keep us strong for what's out in the world today.
Yeah, it is a high-stress world, yeah.
I've just learned about something new lately, so maybe you can tell me about it. I had never heard of it until the other day. It's called diatomaceous food grade.
Yes.
Do you know about that?
Well, I know a wee bit about it, not a lot, but we have a lot of things that's coming forth that used to be coming around again like it does every once in a while. And that's good. I believe that we need more fiber in our diet. And if we have the fiber, then everything works better to keep the cholesterol down and to have better cleansing in our internal organs. And that's probably the most important. We've gone the other way and not eaten enough fiber. And that is important. Plus, the omega-3 oils is very important, too. We've gone totally off of all of the good things that nourish us.
How do we get fiber in our diet?
Well, most of your vegetables will give you fiber, but how many people do you know that eat enough vegetables that will give them the fiber? They're very skimpy on their vegetables, and most of them don't want to, but that's very good for you. And we like the mucilage fiber. As you drink water, then the fiber expands in the intestine and helps to peel hardened feces off the bowel wall. So you have better elimination, which keeps your blood and everything clean. So that should be number one, very easy to do. And chlorophyll will help you to keep more alkaline in your diet and helps us to, it's dark green vegetable, and all dark green vegetables makes you a little bit more alkaline so that you're not so acid. Acid bodies are sick bodies, and most of our food is acid. So we need look at that long and hard. And, watch out not to, how you digest your food is important. If you bloat after a meal, you've got a problem. And if you digest your food better, then you've got everything that you can help yourself best. Most of our food is devitalized without the enzymes. And certainly we overcook the food or we put it in a microwave, which kills a lot of it.
Yeah. So if we want to get in touch with you, if somebody wants to get in touch with you to get their eyes read or to get health advice, where are you located? Do you have a Facebook page, Twitter?
It's Ivy's Bridge to Better Health, and we're in Tustin, California. We do have an 800 number, also a 714 number, and they both numbers are 832-0750. You either do the 800 or the 714 before that. That's the prefix.
And where's your location in Tustin?
In on El Camino Real.
And you've been there for how many years?
Oh, we're going on 50.
50 years, Rita. How about that?
Yeah.
And that's Ivy's Bridge to Health?
Yes, Ivy's Bridge to Better Health, yes.
To Better Health. Well, thank you
we
so
are
much
on
for joining
the, I don't do the computer. I was a little late getting into that. But my son runs the shop. My granddaughter works there also. And we're open 10 to 6, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4 on Saturday. I'm there Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays.
Well,
Tuesday,
that's
Thursday,
wonderful. So
everybody
as young as I used
to be. Thank you for calling in, Ivy, and we want to get down there and meet with you and get an update, because now you have all the baby boomers wanting to contact you to stay in good health. And
yes, and we're helping those ladies have good, strong babies too, so that's great.
Oh, yeah.
Joy of our life is seeing little ones being born healthy.
Oh,
sure.
Wonderful.
Sure.
Well, thank
and
you
like
for
you
joining
say,
us.
Yeah, thank
and,
you. We'd like to have you on again, Ivy, because you have so much you could talk about. So will you come on again for us?
Oh, all right. I'd love to, yes.
Oh, that's so cool. And
okay, thank you so much. It's been
and
great.
Stop in
again,
you,
Ivy.
Stop in soon. I miss you.
Okay, Ivy, and say hi to everybody down there. And maybe I'll bring my camera down there. We'll do a little interview with you.
All right. All right. That would be good. Well, bye for now, anyway.
All right, Ivy, thank you again.
You're sure welcome. Bye-bye.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, there are so many things coming out for 2016 that are new tech gadgets and stuff. So like I said, in January, I'm going to be talking about a few of them. One of them's called Mint.com. Now, if you need to keep an eye on all of your accounts and you just want to go to one place while you're on the go, you can use Mint.com's app. It's from the makers of Quicken. It's free, and it safely links all your financial accounts and provides a breakdown of your spending so you can budget better. Now, this is really an app that I need to deal with because my budget is always a mess. So January is a good time for us to get our budgets in shape for the new year. And this is a way that you can do it with a free app. It's Mint, MINT.com. And it's a free app. I haven't tried it yet, but check it out. See if it's good for you. Also, there's an app called Level Money. It's a streamlining budgeting app. Also, and Level Money builds itself as a financial GPS, so you can keep up with your budget and keep it on the right path. It tells you how much you've spent this week, how much you have left to spend. That's assuming you've already gotten your budget together. It also allows you to track expenses by item, so you can, you know, find out how much you're spending on coffee, which could be a small fortune. Gas, which again could be a small fortune, or your lunch is out, and all your account information is locked down with 128-bit encryption. It's the same encryption used by a bank. So to check out that app, you can go to levelmoney.com. It's also free. Start out your new year 2016 with a new budget, and let's kind of stay on track. I'm speaking to myself. But as baby boomers, we really have to get a hold of our budgets and our finances this year. And that brings us up to Jim's Gym.
Well, Jim's Gym. Okay. You know, we're...
Okay, baby boomers. Baby boomers, it's time it's for Jim from Jim.
Jim's from Jim. Jim's Gym. Okay, let's see if I can give you a gem here. Well, you know, we had a... That was a, you know, Ivy, 50 years in the business. And we're going to be having more of this because we want you guys to get on board with us and go along and start getting a getting shape program going here. So, you know, as far as the baby boomers goes, despite the increasing lifestyle, you know, our ages, right? Everybody's wondering, well, what about the baby boomers? Well, we're living longer, but the problem is we're just not in good shape. You know, we're more stressed, less healthy than our previous generation, although they didn't live as long. And we have slightly less health care coverage than people in the same age group did a decade ago. The core age of baby boomers is 55 to 64, and I told you earlier our oldest one hit 70. They're living longer, but we deal with health issues. Here are some of the percentages we got here. Okay, with the diabetes in 02 to 2012, went from 16 to 18%. All right, that's climbing. And obesity went from 38 to 40%. And, you know, with the weight, like we all know, comes the health problems. High cholesterol went from 39 to 50%, and hypertension, which we're talking about, the stress and so on, 49 to 55. All right. Many of us retire, okay? We find that we have a little bit extra time on our hands. We just don't get up and get moving. We wind up sitting around a little bit more, and the metabolism slows down. Well, when the metabolism slows down, that puts on the weight. We're not burning the calories like we used to. And now, on top of that, we're not keeping as active. So all that put together adds weight, and like I said earlier, with the weight comes the problems. Well, while the health or lack of is an issue, the awareness is not an issue. The 55-plus market is more health-conscious than other age groups, with 82% of the online boomers and the seniors, they go to the Internet to research health and wellness. So, you know, guys, we want to keep moving and try to maintain some kind of exercise program. It doesn't have to be radical. If nothing else, take more walks, do some stretching, try to, like Ivy was saying, have your vegetables and so on, which Reefa and I talk about. We're both trying to improve on this, try a little bit of juicing or so on, and just, you know, keep up with the movement, the diet, exercise, and so on, and you'll find your newfound energy. And Reefa, you
absolutely
told me last week, you're actually starting to feel a little bit better since you started your little program.
Yeah, right. I've gone paleo. I've lost weight. I think I'm up to 23 pounds I've lost now, and I've been exercising. Right. So that's definitely the way to go. So thanks
and
for
Reefa,
that,
did
Jim.
You notice?
We're almost out of time.
Can you believe
Jim?
It? Oh, my God, we're out of time.
Well, can I tell you, we got a bunch of announcements, though. I want to remind everybody that GripDat, is the wireless selfie stick for phones, is at www.gripdat.com.
With a D.
And
yeah,
the promo code is EZWAY, the letter E, the letter Z, way. And you can get your discount there. You know, the event is coming up on the 23rd. And the event on the 23rd is going to be jam-packed. You need to go to EZWAYBroadcasting.com to check it out, or go on the app, find out. It starts at 7 p.m. with the media wall interviews and photo ops. There's going to be catering by Chef Anina. I'm going to get that name right at some point. I got to meet her so I can get the name right.
She catered for Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah. Performances by Mary Desmond from American Idol, Grammy recognized.
Yeah.
She's a pop performer. Lacey Kay is going to be there.
Lacey's amazing.
I've watched her grow up. It's amazing how much she's grown up in the last few years. You're going to have Dame Lillian Walker there, Dame Shelley Hunt, Mo Rock, Eric Zulli, James Zulli, Michael St. John. I'm going to do maybe a little comedy. At least I think I'll be funny. Give a little tech advice. DJ and sound by DJ Juan. Easy Way Magazine hard copies are going to be available. If you didn't order it already, you can't get it on the 23rd, but you can order your hard copy, and it'll be mailed to you later. But you'll be able to see it on the 23rd. Just all kinds of stuff is going to be happening on the 23rd.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah, the event that Eric had on his pre-launch for his magazine just knocked it out of the park. And like we said, that was a rainy night and a hard place to find. It was still packed. People couldn't even get in the door. And it's the kind of people, very interesting people, and the kind of people that somebody in the industry or any industry would like to meet. And we'll be seeing you there. So this is going to be a very informative situation too. I mean, you're not just talking about a party; you're talking about meeting some people that can help you in business. But I want to have Ivy on again. This is really interesting when you're talking to somebody who's been in the industry for 50 years. We got to have her back. Thank you, Ivy. And Rita, have you been sticking with your program?
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing great.
Good. All right,
so,
me too.
I wanted to give a contact phone number for the event. You can contact Easy Way Broadcasting directly by calling area code 424-209-9290. You can get all the information. I think there's still some sponsoring opportunities open, but you better get in on that right away because it's coming up. The 23rd, this is the 18th. The 23rd is only 5 days away. Can you believe it? We're almost out of January already. Well, we're out of time, Jim. It's been great as always. Time flies when you're having fun. I know I'll see you Saturday, and we'll see or talk to all of you next Monday morning at 10 a.m. See you then.
And we'll be giving you investment tips for boomers, when to retire, what to do with your house, whether to keep it, the Prop 13 scenario, and so many interesting tips for us baby boomers and everyone else. So thank you, guys, and we'll be tuning in next week. We'll hope to talk to you next week.